In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.
He is in
our
midst.
Today we celebrate in the calendar the Feast of St. John Climacus, which is a dedicated Sunday during Great Lent every year. And St. John was an interesting character, someone who went to the monastery at the age of 16, and then went to one of the more severe monasteries, St. Catherine's on Mount Sinai. Mount Sinai, the same place where Moses received the law from God. That's where St. John went to be a monk. And early on as a monk, there were various prophecies about him that he would eventually possibly become the abbot. Various strange things around him. Now this is in the 6th century, so this is 530s, you know, to sometime in the 600s. Now, St. John is, of course, at the end of his life, after being a solitary for 40 years, and after having been an abbot, his friend asked him to write a book on how it is, essentially a monastic manual, how it is to be a good monk, how should an abbot be. So he writes his book, his famous book, one of the most famous books in at least in Orthodox Christianity, The Ladder of Divine Ascent. And in this book, he has 30 rungs of the ladder. There's a ladder that goes from earth to heaven, and you can see in the icon we have, you can look at it later, but each one of these 30 rungs represents the conquering of a vice or the obtaining of a virtue. Christ is standing at the top of the ladder, ready to receive the monk in. The demons are on both sides of the ladder, trying to ensnare the monks who are climbing the ladder. And then, of course, St. John is there, giving his word. Now, this book would be read in a lot of monasteries. I remember we didn't read it at St. Tikhon's when I was there when we were eating lunch, but maybe you know this, maybe you don't, but at monasteries, typically you don't eat, you don't talk during the meals. And so oftentimes, a monk would stand up, he'd get a blessing from the abbot, and a book will be read while you're eating, silently. One of the books that's read often is St. John of the Ladder, and of course there are other books. One of the things, we've been doing a book study, and if you were to read St. John of the Ladder, one of the things that you would notice is that it's kind of mystical, and I mean that in a Western frustrated way. It's enigmatic. It's like Yoda speak sometimes. It's, the Karate Kid sort of speak, where you're reading it, it doesn't quite connect with you. You don't know what he's really saying. So it's not meant to be a systematic manual that tells you every technique of how to pray and every little thing that you're supposed to do. It comes from a different sort of teaching. You see, for St. John, the goal of monks being raised in a monastery or the laity who would read his book is that they find their relationship with Christ. So he can have outlines that talk about sins and virtues. But God is a person. And in order for us to be saved, we have to encounter the person of Christ. We have to encounter God. And really, there's no way to write about that. But if you talk in parables, like Jesus did, if you are a little bit enigmatic, those who desire to grow will look deeper into themselves. They'll ask deeper questions. They'll look for answers to the phrases that he has. And ultimately, that's how many people journey. This is why Christ taught the way he did, so that those who really wanted to hear would diligently pursue the grace to actually hear what was being communicated. I have a few quotes here. One of the quotes is to start off with, just to kick off the sermon into another territory. St. John says, "As the ray of the sun passing through a crack lights everything in the house and shows up even the finest dust, so the fear of God, the fear of the Lord, entering a man's heart reveals to him all of his sins." This is a common quote. It's essentially, we see it here actually every Saturday night. The light comes through the center window here, and every single cobweb gleams beautifully in this wonderful church. Light brings forth the dust. We see it. But one of the common complaints during this fast, as we go through the great fast, now people are starting to get tired, to get worn out, to feel like failures, to feel like they're not doing as well as they should be, or I planned on Lent being this way and it's that way. They're starting to see the grit. And the assumption is that if we're seeing ourselves in a negative light, if we're experiencing our own sinfulness, then obviously we're not doing something right. But the gospel says exactly the opposite. St. John witnesses to this. If you see your sins, if you begin to feel your failures and your faults during this fast, if you begin to see and get in touch with how weak you are in regards to following and doing basic things like praying regularly or keeping things in diligence, that's the sort of dust that has been brought to the light by Christ. Those are the things that we wrestle with. Here's a few more quotes that will help you. "Do not be surprised that you fall every day. Do not give up, but stand your ground courageously, and assuredly, an angel who guards you will honor your patience." He's talking to monks, and he even says at some time that, referring to himself and his own humility, that he often falls. Do not be surprised that you fall every day. As a matter of fact, who do you think you are? You're just falling like the rest of us. Here's another one. "Yet full of passions and weakness are we. Let us take our heart and let us in total confidence carry to Christ in our right hand and confess to him our helplessness and confess to him our fragility." You see, God doesn't expect us to be able to heal ourselves. He doesn't expect us to pull ourselves up by the bootstraps, to somehow magically get over sins, to somehow become great ascetics, great at fasting, great at prayer, and great at everything. And if we're not great, he's not standing there looking down upon us and chiding us in frustration and saying, "What's wrong with you?" Rather, as St. John mentions, this is how Christians feel. They feel fragile. They feel helpless. And they take those feelings, those experiences, and they bring them to Christ boldly. And that's what makes us unique as Christians. Now, as we, as a book club, have been reading this book, it's been very humbling. We've seen a lot of our I have, personally speaking, other people have mentioned it. We have seen a lot of our own weaknesses and our own sins. And because of that, it's been a good work to read it and to encounter that. You see, everything is so nuanced. This is what St. John brings out in his writings. Everything is so nuanced that, and so subtle, that we often miss exactly what is going on within our soul. I'm not going to read any more quotes, but I will tell you there's a lot of quotations about confession within St. John of the Latter's book, The Divine Ascent. The notion is that if we're seeing the dust in the light, if we're seeing our insufficiency, if we are encountering our own weakness, that we are then to ask God for forgiveness and ask him for his grace and his help, But then furthermore, John is writing a book that helps me see my sins. We need each other, not only to see our own sins, but also for things like the sacrament of confession, where we can come and examine ourselves a little bit more thoroughly, where we can lay open our life to another person. As a matter of fact, you know, Father Thomas Hopko was known for saying that we should have at least three people who know us intimately, who know everything about us, our sins and everything. We have a safe place in the sacrament of confession, but we should also have spiritual mothers with a small m, and fathers, elders that we know within the community who we can talk to, spiritual brothers and sisters who struggle with us and can possibly help us in the journey and share the common journey of suffering that we have. These are all the tools that the Christian life gives us. These are all the tools that St. John Climacus, John of the Ladder, speaks to us. For my class, I'm reading a book by Sister Magdalene, and it's a book on raising children. She was a disciple of Elder Sophronie's, and she has a very simple quote, which I think summarizes what St. John indicates in a lot of his writings. She says to the children, "Do the best, and God will do the rest." Let's just remember as we go through this fast that we're called to work, to pray, to fast, to give alms. We can only do our best. With our passions and with our sins, we're called to repent. And again, we can do our best. But it's important that, as St. John says, we boldly go to Christ and ask for His grace. Ask for Him to take the burden and ask for Him to help us. That is how we do our best and let God do the rest. May God help us as we complete the fast, and may the prayer, through the prayers of St. John the Ladder, may we climb the steps of virtue. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.